Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Advocates are calling on Governor Phil Scott to sign a paid family leave bill that passed the legislature earlier this month. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, though, Scott appears unlikely to follow their advice.
Nicole Grenier is the mother of two kids, ages 4 and 10. She's also the owner of Stowe Street Cafe, a coffee and food shop in Waterbury. At a press conference outside the State House on Thursday morning, Grenier urged Governor Scott to sign legislation that would guarantee most employees in Vermont up to 12 weeks of paid family or medical leave.
The proposal for a paid family and medical leave insurance program is a critical piece of Vermont's complicated child care puzzle that would also help to make Vermont one of the best states to live in and to either run or work for a small business.
The statewide fund used to pay workers while they're on leave, however, would come from a payroll tax on employees. And Scott says working Vermonters can't afford the surcharge. Scott says he'd support a voluntary paid family leave program, but is expected to veto the bill passed by the legislature. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
The State Board of Education has given Governor Scott three candidates to consider for the next Secretary of Education. After Rebecca Holcomb abruptly resigned last month, the board held an expedited search process. A search committee collected resumes and held seven interviews. At the State Board of Education meeting this week, the full board approved three candidates. State Board Chairwoman Krista Huling says each candidate has, quote, expertise in education, management and policy, and demonstrated leadership and management abilities. Vermont's two senators were among the dissenting votes when the U.S. Senate confirmed Gina Haspel to head the Central Intelligence Agency on Thursday. In a statement just before the vote, Senator Patrick Leahy said he has reviewed classified documents on Haspel's CIA career and finds them, quote, deeply disturbing. Haspel was a controversial nominee because of her role in brutal interrogations of terrorist suspects in the wake of the September 11th attacks. Senator Bernie Sanders also voted against Haspel's nomination, calling her the wrong choice. A handful of Democrats voted in favor, including New Hampshire's Jean Shaheen. The Vermont Department of Agriculture and Vermont Dairy Promotion Council are teaming up for a program where good behavior can get kids ice cream. It's called Creamy from a Cop, and it's being piloted in Burlington, South Burlington, Winooski, and Barrie. Burlington Deputy Police Chief Sean Burke told a group of about 70 kids if they do good things like wearing a bike helmet or using crosswalks, they'd get a coupon for a free Creamy.
By intersecting with you guys, seeing when you're doing good things, rewarding you with these coupons, we hope that you can maybe think about two things when you grow up. Maybe you want to be a cop, maybe you want to work as a farmer or in agriculture. Both are great industries in Vermont.
The Department of Agriculture hopes to have the program statewide by next year. Eye in the sky forecast for today, mostly sunny, a few high clouds north and a mix of sun and high clouds south, highs ranging through the 60s today.